We are learning Maseches Bava Kama, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, and we're starting 14 lines from the top at the end of the line. Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. Menayin lahamoitzi mechaveri ol varaya. How do you know this halacha that the one who's being moitzi, the one who's taking away from the muhsin means the one who's holding on to the money. If I want to take money from him, that I have to be a raya. What's the makar for that? Where do we see the source for that in the Torah? Shenema mi baal dvarim yigash aleim. The pasuk says mi baal dvarim yigash aleim. Whoever is the baal dvarim, whoever wants the moitzi money, should go over. Which means they have to bring a raya. That's what we're teaching. Mi baal dvarim yigash aleim means yigash raya aleim. Should bring a raya. Maskelo Ravashi Rashi the kasha alom likro. We need a pasuk for svaru. The kavle kiva. The guy who has a pain, he goes to the doctor. Also we ask the doctor to come to you. The one who needs something, he goes there. He has to go be moitzi svaru. That's the way the Gemara has a kasha. We need a pasuk for it. It's a svara. Break the Maram, two kashas on this. Number one, the Maram asks, what type of kashas that is a svara hu? Sukkas argues, so it's not that pasuk. I'm saying, the more thing, you don't need to write my pasuk because it's a svara. Break the Maram, yes, adaktik, ma paruch rav ashi. Lomali kra, svara hu. Ha kamon, sumkas svira lechleiku. We have right in front of us, sumkas lechleiku. Also, you can ask that maybe it's teaching us that even a roiv could hang a you go bust the chazaka, like the case of Rav and Shmuel. That could be a chiddush. That's his kasha. So Yesh Yashiv Daichik says that the pasuk is mashma is not mashma moment of mutl v'safik. It sounds bechlal that the baal dvarim has to go and bring a raya. And that's pashut that the baal dvarim has to go bring the raya, and that's the Gemara's kasha. But I can't it's an aura from the Maram, a good aura. And then he asked, Lachar, it's not so posh as a svara. So the Gemara, you're right, it is a svara, which sounds like Gemara's coming out, it's taka a svara. Elo krolomli, what do you need a pasuk? Well, krol, the Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Avua. The pasuk is for Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Avua. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Avua, Menayin in his kokim, Elo le teveya tchila. How do you know? Do you work with the teveya first? We'll see what that means in a second. Which means like this. Rashi explains the cases like this. Ruvain is Teveya Meshimen Mana. Talking about Tesla's Tomorrow Star. Ruvain comes over to Shimon and says, you owe me money. I have a proof to it. And Shimon says, yeah, I owe you money, but you know, we'll talk about that in a second. But meanwhile, you have a mashkin from me. Or you grab some money from me. And first give that money back to me, and then we'll talk about the loan. Or the case was he took a mashkin and the mashkin got ruined in your rishos. So I want to talk about that first. And then I'll pay you your loan. You have a mashkin for me. The loch is, the teveya goes first. You first handle Reuven's case and Reuven will get his mana from Shimon. And then afterwards, Shimon can talk about his mashkin. And how do we know that? From this pasuk. Menayin shen yizkakim ela teveya tchila. Shenema mi ba'al dvarim yigash aleim. Yigash dvarim aleim. Whoever's the baal dvarim, whoever's the veya, you go to him first. Amri nadoi pa'omim shenis kokim v'nitva tchila. There are times where you will handle Shimon's case first, which means you will let him talk about the mashkin first. Meichidami tkazili nichsei. When the mechasim are going down, what's pshat? That Rashi has two pshatim. One pshat is in a case where this mashkin that Shimon has by Reuven is something that right now he get good money for it. So if we wait until we take that away from Reuven, then he's going to lose out. It's going to be a hefsid. So there we'll let Shimon handle his case first, get back the Yabashkin, and sell it. That's one shot. We'll go to Shimon first, Kzila Nichsei. Another shot Rashi has is, in a case when Reuven is asking Shimon for money, and because he is bringing out a star against him, a lien against his properties, all his properties, the values go down. In such a case, we will also handle the mashkin first to see if we could pay up the chayiv with those mashkinos, with that din Torah, and that will go there first because the makom has it. So bottom line is that we first go basa the teveya tchila, we do his din first, unless, except the rule is, if there's a hefsid to the loiva, so then we will, which means to the borrower, if there's a hefsid to him, we will talk about his mashkin first in order to make sure he doesn't get a hefsid. Zot Gemara Vayta says in the second half of the Mishnah, V'chein para shenocha sashar, the para who was pregnant, you know, an hour ago, gored the shar, and now we find a para and a vlad and a dead shar. So shaila is, who attacked the shar? Was it the para with the vlad inside her? Or it's only the para and the vlad is on the side? So what do we say? Yipei chatzi nezek, from the para, and the vlapa is revia nezek, because we're not sure if the vla did any damages. Freit the Gemara kasha, chatzi nezek, revia nezek, palganisko by yishtume, kul niskenech revia mayavritei. So why in the world do you have to pay 75% of the chayiv? When a shar damages, you only pay chatzi nezek. So even if they damage together, all you have to pay is chatzi nezek. So what's this revia nezek business, which sounds like you're paying a chatzi plus a revia? On my abaya, no, this is pshat like this. Chatzi nezek means echad ma'arba benezek, revia nezek echad v'shmoyne benezek. Which means like this. You look at these two animals that are shutfim, they're like shutfim, and therefore each are responsible for the nezek, and they only pay chatzi nezek. So the shah, the para pays chatzi nezek, which means he only did half the damage, so he only pays a quarter of a nezek. What it means, chatzi nezek means half a nezek that he's responsible for, which is altogether a quarter. The vlad, if it was the vlad was with the para b'shasta hezek, so he would pay all the chatzi nezek, all the quarter. But since it's a suffix, only pays an eighth. So the guy lands up getting total of 3/8. That's how much he gets. Instead of 4/8, which would be a half, he gets 3/8. That's the total he gets. That's what Rabbi is saying. Chatzi nezek echa ma'abah b'nezek. Revi nezek echa ma'shmayim b'nezek. Now, what's probably bothering you is that how can you say it's of equal shutvis between the para and the vlad? The para is around 750 pounds, and the vlad, you know, is 800 pounds. The vlad is 200 pounds, let's say. Even that's a stretch. So how are we considering both of them are equal in the hezek? So they frag taisvis. So Tema, heich mashva havlad the para. Pshitus le also havlad nezek kamoya para. Taisvis says it's pashanat. The autum yeshle la echod tes chalakim echelik echod mi yisham zek kamoy zeh. Doesn't make sense. So Taisvis says you're right. And just to make it easy for you to understand, we gave you these numbers. But in Chanami, he says the Riva says, for example, let's say it's 80% the para and 20% the vlad. So on 80% of the para, so the para will be responsible for 80% of the damage, and half of that will be half of that. And the other 20%, for example, let's say the total damage was $200. $200. So if the para and the vlad were together in the damage, the para would pay $80, and the vlad would pay $20. That would be the chatzi nezek, because the total nezek is 200, half the nezek is 100, and the breakdown will be 80-20. That's what we're saying. Now, that we're saying, you don't pay that, so what you do is you pay 80 and 10. That's what you do, because you only pay for the vlad, only half. That's what I mean. Just to make it simple, the Gemara is saying like this, that they're both equal shutvim, and Abai is saying, when it says chatzi nezek, it doesn't mean to pay 75% of the damage. It means you pay, he pays half to half, which is a quarter, and he pays, so the vlad pays on 1/8, which is a quarter of the quarter, which means a half of the quarter. Zokta Gemara, what's the case? Be the para of vlad the chadnenu. If the para and vlad belong to one person, so hachinami the matzah amalei lebal para amarav shach chatzin ezek havli. The truth is that if it's one owner, so it makes a difference if the para of vlad was born, not born. Bottom line is, you damage. I don't know how you damage with the para. You damage my para. You give me a chatzin ezek. It's not a shayla. You don't get 3/8. You don't get less. You get full chatzin ezek because they both belong to one person. Because amarav shach, you damage me. I don't care how it happened. Hakana wants to about para, marsha khatsi nezek havli. Elo tricha, the par the chav vla the chav. The par belongs to one person, the vla belongs to another person. And the Gemara explains. Vida kodam tavi lava para trilo. If you first went to the Baal Para, Hakinami Domalay Lava Para, Paradoch Azkison, Havli Rai Isla Shutvi. If you owe the para first, so then the truth is, the Gemara is saying right now, I could demand chatzi nezek. Say, look, your para damaged my para. You have to give me chatzin ezek. You tiny the shutav? Bring me right the shutav. So that's more tiny. That's more says right now. Really, we know here that this para damaged my shar. So you pay chatzin ezek. You claiming the shutav, you have to bring a right to the shutav. Elo, the kodem tovi lebal vlad tchila. This guy, this nizik, went first to the blah vlad. The amalei, we tell him golos adaita the shutva isli. You are bimegal das. This is the Baal HaParah saying that I have a shutvis. And therefore, I'm only giving you half the half, which is a quarter, and then go get the other quarter from him. You tiny he's a shutev, and we're not sure about that, and therefore he'll only pay revia. But this lashon holds: if you go first to the Baal Para, then you could demand the whole half. He's saying, you tell the Baal Para, Hezekiah, your part damaged my shar. Give me chatzin hezek. What?
The Baal Para to the
Meitzi
the first half.
The Baal Para the Meitzi, Baal Para the Meitzi. You mean the shar, Baal Shar. The Para is one who damaged it. Damaged. Right, yeah. He had the Meitzi. He's the opposite. But the Baal Para is the one who damaged.
Right.
We know for sure the Para damaged. So the Para is responsible. The Baal Para is responsible. He damaged. He killed the shar. No question about it. He killed the shar. The question is he has a shutef with him. So if you go over to Baal Para first, I can say, tell Baal Para, you owe me chatzin hezek. You're tining that you had a helper, you got to bring a riot to that. We have klar edim, your para killed my shar. It's not a question. It's a clear edim, there's no shail about it. All you're saying, you had a shutta, if you had a vlad, the vlad belonged to him, okay, bring a riot, the vlad was damaged. That's the first loss of knowledge. But if the nizik goes over to the Baal vlad first, then we say, look, you're maida that I have a shutta, so then I pay less. The ikadamri, maybe it's your tining, ikadamri says no. He could push him off the Amalei. He tells him, "Made the yada." I know. I have a shutev. I'm tiny. I have a shutev. And the Tosis explains. If you look at the bottom Tosis, what's behind this taina? Pirish. Yes, on lahamid apar b'cheskas shemibaras. This is a chazaka. We know our goal is mubaras. So that's the chazaka now. That becomes the muchzik now. And therefore, I know I have a shutev. V'hashto the yoda. First of all, he's the muchzik, he has the money. And number two is, he's a cheskes gufa, it could be that's why you were asking kash also, you didn't have to go into sumchas. I'm not sure, I still don't know what your kash was exactly, but it could be your kash was the you thought going to rabbi. No, sumchas over here. That is, moments of a chalkin. The question is there a suffix even? That's the question, is there a suffix? So Gemara is saying over here, that sumchas will agree, then over here, hikataina that I'm not responsible because hikataina over here that I'm not fully responsible. So first of all, it's a cheskas, I'm holding on to my money. That's number one. And number two is that it's a cheskas mebaris. Therefore, the Baal Avlad is responsible for his quarter and that you can't bring a riot. That's a suffix. Therefore, on that would be a chalkim. So bottom line is that Avado, according to Abaya, was saying, when you pay Chatzin Nezik or Revi Nezik, it does not mean you pay full Chatzin Nezik and full Revi Nezik, because then it's a problem, you're paying too much. It means the Baal HaPara pays half of his responsibility, which means the damage is half, he pays half of that. The Vlad, Baal HaVlad, who owes a different owner, should also pay really the other quarter, which is the other half of the half. But since it's a Suffolk, he only pays a quarter. So altogether, you pay 3/8. Then the Gemara discussion, if you went over to the Baal Para first, it could be you could demand the whole money because he goes the Baal Para has to prove that he has a shutev. Or the second Lashon Hol, he does not have to prove he has a shutev because he has the proof to his side. Why? He's holding on to his money and also cheskas shmu'ubaris. So now Rava argues on Abaye. I'm a Rava. I don't like that pshat. It says in the Mishnah, Chatzin Nezek and Revi Nezek. Otu echad ma'abab nezek echad shmem nezek tani. Chatzin Nezek and Revi Nezek tani. It says Chatzin Nezek and Revi Nezek. It doesn't say echad ma'arba echad mashmoina. So Rav is a dimshat. Ela amar Rav la'ilum aparo v'vlad dechad. It belongs both to one person, and therefore he has to be chatzin nezek anyway. V'alchi karmina. This is what we tell him. Isil aparo. If the paro is alive, mishdalim chatzin nezek meparo. We're going to take the chatzin nezek meparo. We have to pay megufa, right? We pay megufa. V'chatzin nezek meparo. That's what we do. Less of the paro. If the paro is not here anymore, and you only pay megufa. So Mishtalim, now you want to take the Vlad as the payment. We're not sure if the Vlad was part of the damage. Mishtalim, Revia Nezek, Mevlad. You only take a quarter of the Nezek from the Vlad. So Rav is saying like this. Avad means exactly what it means. It means Oy. It means he has the same owner. So Idi Dechatzin Nezek from the Para. But let's say the Para is not here. You could still take money from the Vlad, Misafik. But you can't take the whole thing. Because we're not sure if the Vlad was part of the damage. So Zotamar Adiyak. Time will Yadino Ne'a Vlad Ba'ado. It's only because you don't know if the Vlad was part of the damage. Kinocho, Eloyd Ahaba. Time with Loyadin and Heva Vlad Ahado, Kinocho, Eloy Ahaba. Only because you're not sure if the Vlad was there, Bashas and Gicha. Ava Ip Shitalon, the Hava Vlad Ahado, but if it's partial to us that the Vlad was inside the Paro, Bashas the damage, so then you could collect the full half from the Vlad. Kinocho, Mashtam, Kulichaz and Vlad. Rav Tameh, Dom Rav, Paro Shazika, Gaivim of Vlad. that a paro that was mazi goyim of lada my time a gufi, it's one big guf. And therefore, you collect from a gufoy. It's like an aver. It's like a part of the animal, and therefore, you can collect the entire nezek from there. Here, it's a suffix. That is why you only do a revia. That's why you only do revia. Now, the Gemara says, but there's a nafmina by Tarnagoylus. It's different. Tarnagoylus shezika in a goyim beitasa. A Tarnagoylus that was mazik with its eggs inside it, inside her. The loch is. That they, you know, you can't collect magufay from the eggs. Why not? My time a pirsha ba'amhu. Zog Rashi, dovam a furish mena. It's considered like waste. It's like a waste of an animal. It's not considered part of the animal. Here, the egg is considered pirsha ba'amhu, which is a chiddush by an egg, like Tosis discusses, that it's really attached a little bit with certain veins, but still, it's considered a separate entity. It's not considered a aver, a limb of the targaryllus. And therefore, you cannot collect magufay from this. Tarnagoylus from this egg, because it's considered pirsha ve'amo.